Here's kind of an interesting question I hadn't thought of. So given today's philosophical culture, is it individually advisable to get behind science of genetic alterations? If we can't get freedom right, what is the intellectual community doing to my food and medicine? So I take this as to say, given how corrupt everything is out there, isn't science going to be used against us ultimately? Now, I'm not sure what that's the question, because it could be that the question is saying, given that I can't trust the politicians, why should I trust scientists and businessmen to produce food and medicine that are good for me? Well, I think the answer to the second one is because there's a market for it. And if the food and medicine are clearly not good for you, these companies are going to lose money. And they're going to tank. And I would also say that scientists and businessmen are not as philosophically driven. Certainly, I know no scientists and no businessmen who are nihilists. The very function of science and business is kind of anti-nihilistic. And those who are successful at it are, as far as I know, I don't know of any nihilists there. Whereas politicians, philosophers, academics, intellectuals, there are many, many of them are nihilists, and I don't trust them one iota with power. But what about the idea of shouldn't we withdraw support from science because it might be used for ill? And here I would say, no, you can't. And the reason is that our only defense for freedom, our only defense against the power-lusting, nihilistic, you know, political class is reason, is to advocate for reason, to, you know, articulate the case for reason. And what is the symbol of reason? What is the representative of reason? What? That's science. We have to be unequivocally pro-science. Now, if there's bad science out there, we should point it out. If science is being used for bad aims, we should point it out. But we should be unequivocally pro-science. There would be no America today. There would be no political freedom in the world today if not for the scientific revolution. It is the scientific revolution that enabled the Enlightenment. It is the Enlightenment that made America possible. Science is at the heart of what, you know, one of the problems today is that Americans have no science education, have no concept of science, and don't understand science. And yet science, when you learn science, you learn to think. When you learn science, you learn how human reason can explain the world. No wonder so many people are attracted to faith of one kind or another, whether it's religious faith or environmentalist faith or, you know, ethnic faith or whatever. Emotion and faith are on the rise. Reason is on decline. And to a large extent, that's because we don't teach science and we show no respect for science. So I think as objectivists, we have to be on the front lines of defending science qua science.